This is Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. The Raven Narratives is hosting its next storytelling event this weekend called Talon Tales. It's going to feature live storytelling by students from Animas High School in Durango and Southwest Open School in Cortez. It's happening on Friday and Saturday evenings of this week at the Sunflower Theater in Cortez on Friday and at the Durango Arts Center on Saturday. Both performances are at 7:30 p.m. Joining me now are Sarah Severson and Tom Yoder. They are the co-producers of the Raven Narratives. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Austin.
Why have you chosen to work with students at Animas High School and Southwest Open School instead of other schools in the region?
Well, let's see. I would say last year we worked with SWO students, solely with SWO students, to do our first youth Raven Narrative storytelling experience. It was amazing. The students' stories were really powerful, potent, funny, humor, the whole gamut of the spectrum of stories. And so in doing that, we started having a conversation with Animas High School in Durango, because as most people know, we do events both in Durango and in Cortez, so both counties. And we decided it would be powerful for students from both schools to be able to tell stories together, meet each other, see what the different schools are like, and hear a spectrum of stories from both of those schools. So kind of a collaboration rose up, you know, out of a couple of teachers, Nate Osgood from SWOs, and then Allie Johnson from Animas High School. They really initiated the contact to make it happen. And then we were really excited. It was just a nice collaboration to be doing together. So that's how it happened.
And I think more in general, Austin, too. I mean, for me, working with young people around storytelling is just another way to hear voices that we don't get to hear in society very often. I mean, a lot of us make a lot of assumptions about what the kids these days are thinking about and the way that they act, and we jump to a lot of conclusions. And the power of storytelling is to create connections and to hear people and to really deeply listen as people tell their stories, which is such an amazing human thing that we can do. And so hearing from young people, to me, is such an important and vital way for us to understand the future of our society and our world right now.
I want to talk more about the power of storytelling in just a moment, but let's just talk a little bit more about this event in particular. What's it going to consist of, this event coming up?
Well,
this
it's similar to our other storytelling events where we've done curated stories, or we've workshopped the stories with the storytellers. And so there'll be 8 storytellers, 4 from Animas and 4 from SWOs. And then we'll also do a Cracker Jack box, which is the improv storyteller that we pull out of the box that people put their name in it at intermission. So it's a similar setup as the past Raven Narratives, where we've done, you know, 4, 4, and 4 before intermission and after intermission.
Yeah, so we'll have 4 students from Southwest Open School and then 4 students from Animas High School. And they'll just be kind of intermixed before and after our intermissions.
And what kind of stories are they?
Yeah, so this is the part that and I think Tom was just talking about this, but the part that when we thought to do this in the first place, I thought, what do high school students really, you know, how much experience have they had in life to be able to tell a story that's worth hearing in a way? Or, you know, I mean, that was my honest, like, background noise in my head. And then going in to listen to these stories, I mean, they're both powerful, potent, you know, kids talking about cancer, about death in their families, but also humorous stories about, you know, magical trips that they've had, you know, in their imaginations with their friends. Or it's beautifully done. It's as powerful if you've been to a Raven Narratives where it's quote unquote all adults there. This is as powerful, even perhaps more powerful, because of the surprise element of what's coming from these youth, these high school, these teenagers that have a lot to say and have the opportunity to be on stage and people focused and listening to the truth of their lives. It's really a worthwhile experience, and the whole spectrum of stories. Mm.
Tom, what stories, just if you could give a preview of one or two of the stories that have resonated particularly with you.
Well, we do have one story from a student from Animas High School who talks about his mom being diagnosed with cancer. And that one, to me, has really had a lot of impact in terms of You know, we work with these students, and we hear their stories, and we hear them again and again, and we talk about the different elements of their story and things that they can bring out. And so you get to be kind of intimate with these stories, and so they sit with you, you know, with both Sarah and I, because we hear them when we meet these students, and we talk to them a lot about what they've been through. And so it resonates in my life. You know, I walk away from these sessions, these workshops that we have, and I look at the world differently. I think about the relationships I have with my own mom, my own family, you know, what's going on with friends, and what do I take for granted every day, and where do I find the joy in the relationships, and what are the things that I could change about that? You know, how could I look at the world differently? And it's all coming out of this way of seeing the world through the lens of these stories, which is such a cool thing. It's like, that's not my lived experience, but yet I can learn so much from what this student and all these students, all their stories. You know, maybe sometimes it's a funny story, and so you think about your own childhood or your own life and the way that you were when you were a kid. You know, they're just these funny stories about things that you can really relate to from your own life, and it kind of makes your own life a little bit richer and deeper too, I think.
So pulling back, there have been some changes to the setup and the structure of the Raven Narratives lately. Can you talk about what has changed?
Yeah, so we've been with KSJD for the past 2 years since we started, I guess, in 2016 is when mm-hmm. our first year. And then we had great 2 years with KSJD and some powerful events that happened. And then we've decided to go out on our own in a way, and so that we can develop the Raven Narratives just in a way that Tom and I feel like we can enhance it and bring some different, you know, possibilities to it. And so we'll be, of course, collaborating with KSJD as we, you know, love to on a regular basis in the future, but it's just going to look a little bit different. We just took the financials under Mancos Valley Resources and are able to kind of expand and develop the programming, you know, in a creative way that is a collaboration between Tom and I, and then collaborating with different partnerships in the community like KSJD.
What makes for a good story?
I'll tell you what I think makes for a good story is the ability, number one, the ability for the storyteller to be real and to be authentic and to create a little bit of vulnerability around maybe the emotion. And I'm not saying it has to be like a sad story or a deep story. Even a funny story or just kind of an adventure story can have an element of vulnerability to it, where the storyteller reveals something about themselves. We get a look behind that mask that we wear all day. To see that and to see behind that is where we really truly connect as people. And I think the other thing that makes for a great story are rich sensual details. We talk about this a lot with our storytellers. It's like every time we sit down with someone, what were the smells? What were the tastes? What were the colors? What, like, bring it to life, like bring the picture and the scene. Sometimes we even talk about storytelling as being almost like a movie, like show me what was going on. Give me all of that vivid sensual detail.
Absolutely. Those things, I would absolutely agree.
And Sarah, I have a question for you, just before we finish up.
Yeah.
What kind of stories does our world need right now?
Honest stories. I think that, you know, honesty of who we really are, which means like our humanity, the things that we think are terrible about ourselves, or, you know, not the parts that we want to show to the world necessarily. And those can be really funny. Those can be painful. Those can be challenging to share. But I think the honesty and authenticity, those are things that the world is craving. And I think that's part of why Raven Narratives is so fascinating for a lot of people.
That's Tom Yoder and Sarah Severson speaking about the next Raven Narratives live storytelling event. It'll feature high school students from Southwest Open School in Cortez and Animas High School in Durango, happening on Friday and Saturday evenings at the Sunflower Theater in Cortez on Friday and at the Durango Arts Center on Saturday. Both performances are at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets and more information at sunflowertheater.org. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Austin.